Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous
Thank you, Mr. President. We associate ourselves with the statement delivered by the G77 in China. We would like, first of all, to thank the Secretary General of UNCTAD for her introductory remarks and the panelists for their very much appreciated inputs. The African Group would like to thank the Division of Technology and Logistics for the 2024 Digital Economy Report. This report highlights, in particular, the very important but little studied interface between digitalization and environmental sustainability. And in this regard, the report notes that African countries are lagging far behind in terms of digital readiness. Indeed, despite improvements that have occurred, but there is evidence to the effect that the average number of digital devices per person in Africa is well below the global average. In North America, the average person owns about 13 digital devices, while in Africa, the number is just over one device. Yet in this digital age, more people and businesses need to be better equipped to engage in and benefit from digitalization. And in Africa, most countries are falling further behind leading countries in the digital economy, particularly in data mining, digital trade, and emerging technologies. At the same time, and quite paradoxically as well, African countries are being heavily impacted by the growing environmental footprint of digitalization, even though some of the key minerals needed for the transition to a digital and low-carbon economy are found in large quantities in African countries. The very high levels of consumption of digital products and technologies in advanced economies are contributing to rising emissions with global implications, particularly for the most vulnerable countries. Africa's share of these emissions remains very low because it produces relatively little digitalization-related waste. The UNCTAD report also highlights the uneven ecological exchange that characterizes the current uncontrolled trade in used electrical and electronic equipment and digitalization-related waste flows from developing countries. This implies the transfer of responsibilities and risks, with the burden of environmental and social costs falling on those receiving the waste flows. The high-value elements of waste chain are exported from developing countries to developed countries. We must diversify ourselves in other parts of the value chain, allowing us to seize this opportunity of the added value of these minerals and other metals required for digitalization. The African Group is also in agreement with the message that digitalization must become more environmentally sustainable without preventing countries that are not yet adequately prepared to take advantage of digitalization from continuing to digitalize. The greater coordination and strategic engagement will be needed from intergovernmental entities and international businesses within and beyond the United Nations to ensure digital development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Responsibility for environmental protection varies according to the capacities, historical responsibilities, and level of development of each country. And this must be assumed by each of us in line with the principle of common but differentiated responsibility enshrined in the 2030 Agenda. The African Group remains convinced that policy efforts at the national level will be more effective if implemented within the framework of digital strategies designed with economic inclusion and sustainability of limited economic and environmental resources. In the field of waste, for instance, international support could include investments in recycling and disposal of facilities, transfer of relevant technologies, formalization of circular economy activities, and training and capacity building related to trade facilitation and compliance with global trade rules. We congratulate UNCTAD on its work to help to shape a multilateral dialogue on this issue of global importance. The report 2024 must be noted as a vital resource in our efforts to build a just and sustainable digital future for all. Thank you.